This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh resigned today, submitting his resignation to Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla. Shri Biren, who has led the BJP government in Manipur since 2017, stepped down amid ongoing political developments and months of unrest and internal party politics in the state. More from our Imphal correspondent.
The internal party politics over the leadership of the state BJP government has been taking place for many days in the state. Chief Minister N. Biren Singh arrived in Imphal along with BJP Lok Sabha MP and BJP North East in charge Sambit Patra this afternoon from Delhi, where he also had a meeting with party leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Soon after the arrival at Imphal, Sri Biren chaired a meeting with the MLAs of ruling party at CM Secretariat Imphal. After he met the governor of Manipur, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, at Raj Babul in Imphal. There, he submitted his resignation paper to the governor. Meanwhile, the seventh session of the ongoing 12th Manipur Legislative Assembly is scheduled to commence from tomorrow. JJ Thoksom, Akashvani News, Imphal.
In Chhattisgarh, 31 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. The bodies of all the killed Maoists have been recovered. Two security personnel have also been martyred in this encounter, while two other jawans have been injured. Injured jawans have been airlifted to Raipur for better treatment. The condition of both the injured security personnel is reported to be out of danger. Home Minister Amit Shah expressed condolences to the families of the two martyred soldiers who were killed in the operation against Naxalites in Chhattisgarh. In a social media post, Mr. Shah stated that the country will always be indebted to these heroes. The Home Minister reiterated the resolve to completely eradicate Naxalism from the country by 31st March next year. Delhi Chief Minister Atishi handed over her resignation to Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena today, a day after Aam Aadmi Party faced a crushing defeat in the assembly polls. Atishi, who retained her Kalkaji seat, handed over her resignation to Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena at Raj Nivas this morning. Meanwhile, the Delhi Lieutenant Governor has dissolved the 7th Legislative Assembly of the National Capital Territory of Delhi with effect from 8th February. BJP emerged victorious in the Delhi Assembly polls after winning 48 out of 70 seats. Aam Aadmi Party managed to win only 22 seats. Paris is set to become the global hub for AI governance as world leaders, industry pioneers and researchers gather for the AI Action Summit 2025 on February 10-11. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will depart for Paris tomorrow to co-chair the summit alongside French President Emmanuel Macron. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said 95,000 new vacancies will be completed soon in railways. Talking to media persons at Bettiah Junction in Bihar, Mr. Vaishnav said these new jobs will be additional to recently held 1.5 lakh railway recruitments in the country. Mr. Vaishnav said with great response for Namo and Vande Bharat trains, railway has decided to enhance its production. The Railways Minister said his ministry has decided big-ticket investment from government side in Bihar. Mr. Vaishnav said an investment of worth over 95,500 crore rupees are underway in Bihar and it will completely transform railways in Bihar. Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini has approved an amount of more than 239 crore 35 lakh rupees for roads in Narayangarh, Sadhora, Adampur constituencies, waterworks in Patuwas village of Charki Dadri district, construction of western bypass from Kaithal Road to Munak Road in Ghogripur of Karnal district, and development works of Panipat Safedon Jind Road. A government spokesperson said in Chandigarh today that 9 crore 3 lakh 18 thousand rupees be spent on the construction of 12 different roads in Sadhora constituency of Yamunanagar district and Narayangarh constituency of Ambala district. In cricket, India defeated England by 4 wickets in the second one-day international match at Barabati Stadium in Cuttack tonight to seal the series 2-0 with one match left. This is India's seventh successive bilateral ODI series win at home against England. Chasing 305 runs to win, the men in blue scored 308 for 6 wickets in 44.3 overs, with captain Rohit Sharma scoring a magnificent 119 runs and Shubman Gill scored 60 runs. Rohit Sharma was declared player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.